Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Damn.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God.
So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 30th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show started for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, very powerful topic for you today. I want to kind of unveil or introduce a topic that I'm going to be discussing in depth in a private, separate pay-per-view audio. This is one of those topics that's very, very profound. This is one of those topics that I've known about for years that I've, again, like all the topics that I talk about, it's one of those topics that I, again, did not believe. So I understand. That's why I put on Facebook this topic comes with a warning, because today's topic is really urine therapeutics. It's the understanding of what some people call urine therapy. It's also the understanding of how the entire artificial God, the entire artificial word or wave or frequency, the entire artificial plan, the entire artificial planet, and the entire artificial processed person or artificial person that is you. So during this series, when we get to this series, and I may change the order depending on how the spirit leads, but I must understand, because again, I lead by example. I pray or ask for certain things. So the more shizness that you ask for, the more problems or the more tests that you get. And so it is very important that you be very careful for what you ask for. So I've been asking for truth or death. I've been asking for destiny or death. I've been asking for my dear Kenia. I've been saying that when I'm 75, if I want to pop out a baby, I will be able to do that. I've been saying that I'm going to look better than I do now at 75. So to make those statements, I also say and have been saying the same things that Yahushua did, I shall do. I believe exactly what Yahushua says. And I did this Facebook thing that talks about your gift, and mine came up with faith. It says that you have the audacity or the capacity to believe God for anything, or to believe the universe. You have this faith that goes beyond most people's comprehension. Now, when I was a kid, I was born this way. I was born with a very curious disposition. So I did stuff that everybody else said don't do. So I was sick for 2 weeks. Now, this is the first time. Now, my wife knows nothing about this because I didn't want to tell her, because I know that this would probably disturb her, like it disturbed me, or like it disturbed anybody else. So I decided to try something that's inside of an ancient text, which I've known about for years, but I've never tried it because, again, nobody wants to drink their own urine. And nobody drinks through their nose. Now, remember, this is just an introduction. Today has nothing, this is just an introduction. I'm going to break all this down during the series. And I'm going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt of what I've been saying. Now, I'm not here to prove anything to you. I'm here just to share with you the truth. That what is the truth? What I've been saying. What have I been saying? That we've been deceived. Now the Bible says that Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. So I just asked the Father, how did he do it? That's all I did. I didn't do anything different from anybody else. I'm no different than you. I'm no better than you. I just asked questions. But remember, whenever you ask the question, you are embarking up on a quest, because the word question has the word quest in it. So be very careful about the questions that you ask, because it is going to automatically put you on a journey. And you may not want to go down that journey that I'm on. Because now that I'm in it, now that I'm going down the road, I probably would have asked different questions. Now I am thankful because all of my questions are being answered. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of what is called the straw man. I don't know if anybody have told you about the straw man. I don't know if you're even interested in understanding the straw man, but I am, and I was. I was part of an organization called Build Freedom that focus on the fact that everything that we do is illegal. Everything from taxes to, having to have a driver's license to, having to pay for electricity to having to pay for water. So I was a part of this organization. Wesley Snipes went to prison because he was a part of a similar organization. They told him don't pay the IRS no taxes. He didn't. So Wesley Snipes went to prison. So this organization, again, the straw man, was created when you was very, very young. So you guys know me. Anytime I get a part of anything, I trace it back to the original. So when I joined the Hebrew Israelites, that was bad for them because I traced it back to the original, and I found out that it was fake. When I was recruited by the Black Panther Party, that was not good for them because I traced it back when I was recruited by the Freemasons. Again, I didn't join because before I joined anything, I investigated. Now, I'm not like most people. I've been told that I'm a different bird, and since I was a kid, I was born this way. Now, unfortunately, my son got the same problem. He got it worse than me. That little sucker is like at least I didn't disrespect you in your face. You know, I might talk about you behind your back, like, oh, man, everyone knows what he's talking about. But I'm not going to, while you're talking, I'm not going to just tell you, look at you in the mouth. No, dude, that what you're saying is a lie. You stupid. I'm not that blunt. So my son got it, but he dialed up a little higher than I am. And so something about life, when I was a kid, I knew something was off. I didn't know what was off, but I knew something was off. So that started my investigation. Then when my mother died, that kicked my investigation up to a high gear. Because then nobody could explain to me how and why somebody in their 40s and supposedly good health would die. I didn't understand. And so then I investigated, and as I got older, I started doing more investigation, and what I found out, I said that's not true. That's not possible. And when I found out about the straw man, and again, this is, you just Google it. This is nothing new. And I found out that the straw man is a fictitious legal entity, the same way a corporation is. So when I have three corporations, three businesses that I've incorporated, and I got a corporate seal from the IRS, and it says a fictitious person. So my corporation is a fictitious person according to the IRS. That's why it's in all capital letters. Well, I didn't know that the IRS considered me a fictitious person too, because on my birth certificate, on my driver's license, on every legal document, my name is in all capital letters. My street sign on my street is in all capital letters. The state of Texas is in all capital letters. San Antonio is in all capital letters. Anything that refers to any government document is always in all capital letters. Because when you look it up, anything that is all caps is considered a fictitious. It's not real. So I was like, hold up, but I am real. But I'm not real. So where's the artificial me? Where's the real me? And then I looked up, and then every time I see the word God, it's in all caps. And I wonder, why is the word God in all caps? And I looked up Lord God, and it's in all caps. That means it's an artificial. Now, you can look in your Bible. I highly recommend it. Again, don't believe shizness I'm saying today, tomorrow, or next week. Look it up for yourself. So I looked it up, and I found out that it meant artificial God. And then I looked up the word definition. Again, it means artificial word, which means an artificial wave, which means an artificial vibration, which means an artificial plan, which means an artificial planet, which means an artificial people, which means artificial food, which means artificial air, which means artificial life, which means an artificial death. So you live and die, and you never lived and died because it was artificial. It's fake. It's phony. It's not real. So I say, okay, that sounds great. That sounds good. But like when I talk to people, I don't even believe me when I talk to me. So I know nobody else is going to believe me. So I needed proof. So I set out, and I garnered the proof. And I got documents. I got a garage full of papers that I can go back and I can show you how we all at birth, again, according to the United States, when they declared bankruptcy in 1933, under the bankruptcy law of H.J.R. 192, it pledged that all Americans are now considered collateral. They're considered debt slaves against the national debt. And the debt was to the international bankers. So at that point in 1933, the Federal Reserve Corporation sold any future person that came through a womb. They said that that person now would be confiscated, and they would exchange people for gold. So instead of using gold, that's why there's no gold in Fort Knox anymore. They took away that, and they exchanged the person for gold. Now, all gold and silver coins that you got now that you use to legally pay your debt in the United States, and notice the word United States is always in caps because it is a fictitious organization. It is not real. It's a corporation. It is that That means you're automatically pledged at birth to provide payment to the debt. So in 1933, you can look all of this up, by the way, the United States government declared that they would pay all of your debts or their debts with the money that is received from your labor and the labor of your children and your children's children, everybody else. Anybody that has a birth certificate and a Social Security card is registered. There's a small number at the back of your Social Security card, and there's a small number on the back of your birth certificate that makes you are now registered. That number is known as your reserve account. That number is worth billions. Everybody has that number. So when I learned this as a young man, you know, I was very angry and I wanted to know, how do I opt out? And everything that I read had to do. Now, I'm a black man in America. Now, a black man can go to court and tell you. I've seen on YouTube there's this dude who teaches you how to opt out. He's a white dude. He goes to court. He tells the judge. The judge said, did you get a speeding ticket? And he says that, judge, I am not that name on my birth certificate. I am the real. I come representing the real. Now, this is all in Black's Law Book, and they teach you how to go to court, and you can override, because, again, you're not that person. That's the straw man. Now, that works for white people, Caucasian people. I've never seen a black person do it. They're like, see the gun rights. See, right now, I can go get a certificate. I used to be a cop. So I can go get a concealed handgun permit. Now, you guys seen the video where a black man tells a white cop, I have a licensed permit to carry a weapon, and I have it in my vehicle. Sir, do not reach for your vehicle. Man, I'm not reaching for my vehicle. Sir, pow, 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 pow. They start shooting him. Now, they show a white dude walking down the street with a loaded M16. Cops pull up, and they ask him, and the white dude tells him, sir, I am exercising my Second Amendment right with my ability to, you know, carry a firearm or whatever right it is. The cop says, okay, just don't hurt nobody. Then same people, black dude, they show him walking down the street with a load of M16, and the cops pull up, sir, I'm exercising my, get on the ground, pop, 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 pop. Y'all seen the video. If you had it, it's on YouTube. So I know that there's a big difference between right black people and white people. Now, white people don't understand this because white people have something that's called, again, white privilege. Now, you don't know you got it, but you're born with it. And so without understanding it, you know, white people have something that black people don't have. Even Hispanics and Latinos, the darker the hue, the bottom, the lower down to the bottom of your back that you get. I mean, my wife used to always tell me, hey, dark skinned sisters don't get no play. That's kind of sort of true. The blacker you are, you know, my grandma used to say, hey, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And not in this society that I live in. The blacker the berry, the worse the juice, at least according to society. But then I started doing some research, and I figured out, hey, my grandmother was true. The blacker the berry, the more the carbon. The carbonite makes you a super being. Now, the powers that be, this artificial God who created this artificial world by using artificial words, he know that. That's why he will always make sure that that black man, black woman, your black ass is going to be at the bottom of the barrel. He's going to always make sure you understand that. So I knew I could not fight the system with guns. I knew I could not accumulate enough wealth in my lifetime to fight the system. So I had to figure out how to beat the system spiritually. Now, I'm laying the foundation for what I'm about to say, so you won't think I'm crazy. Because everybody, you know, when people say that, hey, you're doing what I do, you know, or what people who came before me. Now, again, everything I do, I read from a document that's 5,000 years, or documents that's 5,000 years older than the Bible. So I don't get my stuff from, you know, the King James Bible or any other, I don't know, from even the Bahavita. I don't get my stuff from that. Even the Quran, I don't get my stuff from that. Even the Samaritan text, I don't get my stuff from that. So again, now remember, I'm designed by God I'm an etymologist. I'm created to keep going. I don't know how to stop. I wish I did. I keep going until I find the original, until I find when the sperm met the egg and it produced mitosis and then a zygote. I find what is called the Z-Y-G-O-T-E, the zygote. Because right there, that's when creation takes place. So any subject, anything, you give me anything, I'm going to go back. You give me, hey doc, what, you know, how about guns? So you tell me something about guns, I'm going to go back, I'm going to find the first gunsmith, the first dude that originally built the first gun, put it together, and pow, I'm going to find that dude. I'm going to keep going. I don't know how to stop. And I just put it in my brain, and my brain draws me everything that I need. So I said, Father, I need to be a super being because I need to be like you. Now, Yahushua said, the things that I shall do, you shall do. So I looked around. I could not find nobody. Supposedly up in the Himalayan mountains, there are some Tibetan monks that are, again, they can chant, move mountains. Now, this is supposed to be right now. They can, and they can elevate thousands, tons and tons. That's a dude in Florida. I think I did the show on that dude. I forgot his name. What's his name? I forgot. But anyway, and he has a monument, and he built this with the same technique. He mastered it, and he did the same thing I did. So when I started researching, when I said when I'm 75 years old, again, I'm going to look better than I do now. So, you know, I grew my beard out just a little bit. You know, again, my wife doesn't know this. She don't know why. Why this fool? So I got a lot of gray in my beard. So 90 days, 6 months from now, my gray should be gone. Now, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make some certain statements. Now, remember, I don't recommend nobody do what I do because I'm cut from a different cloth. But I'm just expressing, exposing, expanding to you when I find things that work. And when I find the truth, not a version of it. Now, I know this is contrary to most people's belief. And I understand. But I'm expressing to you today that there is an auto, everything that you believe is real is artificial. Now, I've did the name thing 5-6 years ago. I went through all of the names of God, and I told the book of Revelation where it says the entire word is the name. Because, again, every name that you can use of God, even the name that I use, Jehovah, not the Yahuwah, and the name Yahushua, even that is a watered-down version. Because remember, everything is a manipulation of the one. So when we talk about the straw man, we can talk about it. Again, I'm laying the foundation. What foundation, Doc? I'm laying a foundation that's based upon you understanding that no name can be the human. The human can only be called by a name. Now, let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, you're not a human. So whatever this is that they call a human has to have a name. Because when you actually know thyself, when you know yourself, then you start to know that all of these codes, all of these statutes, and all of their definitions are not important. Because you are not a dirt suit. When you get to a plasma being level, which is one of the series I'm going to talk about, you start to vibrate on a different frequency. Now, if y'all notice that my speech has changed, everything starts to has changed, my voice has changed, I've been doing something different. What have I been doing? Well, I started doing urine therapy. Now, before you disconnect and before you hang up, I need you to understand something. That was an Egyptian papyrus. Let me read something from it. Now, I was sick for 2 weeks. I went to the doctor. Again, I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell nobody. I went to the doctor. And then when I went to the doctor said, nothing's wrong with you. And I was like, yeah, but I've been having high fever at night. My sinuses is messed up. I'm getting chills, hot and cold chills. Now, this was all true. And I had taken Sudafed, and I was taking, you know, Robitussin, and I was taking over-counter stuff. And so I went there, and I said, Doc, you know, hey, I probably need some, you know, some steroids, or I need some, what you call them, penicillin or something, some other type of that to attack the virus or the bacteria that was causing me to be sick. But I already knew that I was feeling a lot better, but I went, number one, because my wife kept asking me to go, and number two, because I started to feel a lot better, and I was like, I wonder if I'm feeling a lot better because of what I started doing. So what did I start doing? Well, first of all, I looked up sinuses, and I did some research on my sinus and my sinus cavity and my navel cavity because I noticed For the last 5 years, the only time I've gotten sick, it has been my sinuses that drip into my throat that causes me to have problems speaking. Because again, I make my living through my voice. So the enemy always attacks you in the area where you make your money. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, your test comes in the area where you make your money. So look at the problems you're having at your life. Any problems that you're having right now, please think about it for a second. Now, think about the problems that you're having in your life. What area are the problems in? When you get sick, do you get sick in your health? Do you get sick with money problems? Do you get sick with family problems? Do you get sick with, I don't know, what kind of problems you got? You tell me. Whatever problems you got, whatever challenges you have in your life, that is the area. Now, remember, I'm not talking about every once in a while. This is a constant. Every time I get sick, it's my voice. Y'all hear me over here like coughing, blah, 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 blah. Now, today I feel great. Sinuses is clean today. So what's different? Well, I started doing something. Now, I started doing it about like 2 or 3 days ago, or whenever I went to the second time I went to the doctor. First time, I couldn't even be seen. Second time, they told me that, oh, dude, nothing wrong with you. My temperature was like 96. My blood pressure was like under my resting heart rate was perfect. You know, blood, cholesterol, everything was perfect. They're like, why are you here? I'm like, well, you know, I've been having say nothing. Well, we don't know. The doctor was like, just go home. And I'm like, dude, you're not gonna prescribe me no medicine or nothing. He's like, well, you know, whatever you want. I can give you some Sudafed or something. But I said, well, you're not gonna give me no antibiotics? No antibiotics? He's like, no. So I did some research. Now, I already knew this before I did it. That's why I'm doing this series. Now, this upcoming series that I'm getting ready to do is going to be a cookie blower. That's why, again, it's a pay-per-view. It's a private series. Again, the title of this series is going to be named after the book that changed my life, that didn't change my life, that I read 25 years ago. And I read it, and I was like, these fools have lost their mind. So I did research on the Fountain of Youth, 25, however long ago it was. And every time I did research on the Fountain of Youth, over in Europe, they always got, when they talk about the Fountain of Youth, now I would like for you to test my theory. Go to Google, type in Fountain of Youth, or any great search engine that you like, and look at the Fountain of Youth. There's always a picture of angels, and it's an angel. They're always young. They got wings. They're always fat, and they're always pissing in a pond. Now, let me say that again. Every time you talk about the Fountain of Youth. Now, remember, I've been saying since I was little that people see me always now, and they say, Doc, you don't look like you. I'm a 60, dog. I'm just saying, dude, you don't look like it. So the way I look now, 30, 60 days from now, I should look a lot younger. And the gray I have, I grew my beard out on purpose. I took some pictures so that way I can compare it later. Because, again, I need proof because, you know, people are like me. People be like, oh, this fool's crazy. And so I did research. I also did some research on the lymph nodes. Now, the lymph nodes are right underneath the tongue. So the series that I'm going to do is going to be called The Water of Life. Now, remember, the Bible says plasma beings, the only way to enter into that, you can only enter in through the water and the spirit. Unless you're born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's what it says inside of your Bible that you believe in, that you got in your house, that you carry to church or wherever you go. So in your Bible, I looked that up, the water. Now, I've done the metaphysics of water. Now, remember, I learned this 25 years ago. I was like, these fools crazy. That cannot be true. So I rejected it, just like you're going to do. And I don't want nobody to feel bad, because if you don't reject what I say, then something might be wrong with you, meaning that you might be a religious zealot like me. So you should not take what anybody say as carte blanche truth You should investigate it and make sure that what this person is saying is absolutely true. Whatever research you got to do. Now, some people tell me all the time, you know, Doc, anybody could lie about the books. True. That's why I get it from multiple sources. Now, you guys know I try to have biological proof, truth. I try to have mathematical proof. I try to have biblical proof, and I try to have non-biblical proof before I make a statement. Because that way I can prove it to the atheists because they believe in biology. So I try to get biological proof. So the biological proof is the lymph nodes. Now, underneath your tongue, there are two lymph nodes. According to medical science, the lymph nodes, they do something that is that this is crazy when I first learned this. The lymph nodes, they produce antigens or antibodies. So the lymph nodes underneath your tongue, they are actually scribes. They write down whatever goes over the tongue, and then they produce that inside of your blood, inside of your body. It's called your digestive juices. So the lymph nodes take whatever you put on your tongue, and it tells the stomach what acids to produce, basically, to dissolve that you just put on your tongue, the lymph nodes. That's why you always get sick. I get sick in my lymph nodes. That's what produces sinus nasal cavity. Now, your nasal cavity, your sinuses get filled up with mucus because there's too much toxins in what you're eating or what you're smelling or what you're tasting or in your environment. So you get sinuses. So sinuses simply means you're in a toxic environment or you're eating or you're smelling or something it doesn't agree with your body because your body is producing, your lymph nodes is producing things to fight it. So inside of your body, your lymph nodes produces the cure to whatever ailments is inside the body. So these antibodies are contained inside the body, but it's released inside of your urine. So all excess water, all excess minerals, all excess vitamins, all excess enzymes, and all excess information is released inside the lymph nodes. Now, again, when I do the series, I'm going to break all this down. But for right now, you need something to hang on. You just can't take what I'm saying as true. So there is this thing called a nephron inside of your kidneys. Because I tied this in too, and I was like, hey, why is it that the government will play? When I was in insurance and I was an adjuster and I was doing, I said, hey, the only thing that the government pays for right off the bat, no question asked, is if you blow out your kidneys. So if you got dialysis, the government will pay you. Now they pay you if you've got mental problems. Anytime you can't work, And you of working age, you can go file with the SSI and there. But it's something different about what was going on with the kidneys, at least from my perspective. Sorry about that. So at least from my perspective. So I did the research on it. So inside of your kidneys, there's this thing called a nephron, N-E-P-H-R-O-N. And it looks just like a distillation process. So I also did some further research, and there is something called a distillation tubular inside the kidneys. So the kidneys produces something that is released into the blood that is excreted through the urine when you go pee. And that's something which I can't share with you right now. It produces four things that I have inside of my book. Now, I didn't notice at the time I wrote my book, Distilled Water. I just, you know, did some research, and I found out that distilled water contained, it was like a trash bag, and it put stuff in it when you drink it. So I started drinking distilled water. I wrote a book about it. I thought I'd talk about distilled water. And on my book, I talk about God's distillation process, which is every time it rains, the water falls. It hits the surface of the earth. It comes together. The sun heats up the water on the earth. It evaporates into the clouds. The clouds move over the thing, and it drops the cloud. It drops the water back to the earth. So there is a distillation process that takes place on earth. So distillation process, again, is God's distillation process. The exact same thing happens inside your kidneys. So your kidneys automatically does a distillation process. But then it everything that is released inside of your body goes out of your urine. And so when I looked into urine therapy 25 years ago, however long ago, I ain't drinking my urine. These fools are crazy as hell. But everything with the fountain of youth goes back to the urine. And I couldn't figure out why, so I had to do further research. But again, reading books and all that stuff, that's great. But, you know, hey, I like real life experience because I don't teach nothing that I ain't personally done. I have no experience. Now, I read these books and stuff, and I read something, and that was an ancient Egyptian book called The Water of Life. And in this book, it says, now remember, the Bible says that the mystery of the gospel, it said that the gospel is a mystery. Now, the word mystery means mist. It means water story. It's a story about water. So God's genes is made up of hydrogen, two molecules of oxygen. Now, the series I'm getting ready to do tonight, which I know you've already paid for, the blood gushes, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, simplify that the blood does nothing but carry oxygen to every part of the body. To the degree that the blood carries oxygen is the degree or the quality of your life. So the word blood means liquid life. Blood is liquid life. The word God means vocare or V-O-X, which means voice. So there is a voice or a wave or a frequency that, again, activates or that is inside of liquid life. It makes you, because you are a liquid being, there are four platonic states, really five. I'm going to be breaking down the fifth one. So water can be solid. It can be liquid. It can be gas. And there's other states as well, which we get into, which is, again, plasma and ether. So to change water from solid to gas, to change water from gas to liquid, to change it back from liquid, what do you got to do? You got to heat it up or you got to cool it down. So everything is about water. That's why in the book of Genesis, the voice spoke into water. That's what blood is. Blood is a voice that spoke into water that caused water to move, turn the water into blood. Now remember, one of the plagues in Egypt was what? Turning blood into water and water into blood. Well, Brother Will, you're talking in circles, homie. What are you saying? I'm saying that you're an artificial person. And I'm saying the only way that you become a real person is by, like the Bible says, nobody can enter into the kingdom of God unless they're born of the water and of the spirit. Now, how do you be born of the water? Well, let's go back to the Egyptians. And documents before, which I'm not at liberty to state today, but we'll break it down during the series. So in the ancient Egyptian papyrus, which just means book, it reads, the water of life is given to you. Drink it and wash your body with it. It is given to you for your spirit, for your mind, for your body, for the man and the woman inside of you. Let me say that again. It is given for your spirit, for your mind and body, and for the man and the woman inside of you. It says the water of life is given to us to make us whole, oneness in ourselves. Let me say it again. The water of life is given to us to make us whole and to make oneness inside of ourselves. It also says it increases the ability of the hidden senses. Hidden senses. It gives one courage. It gives one strength. It gives one freedom from the fears and from attachments. The water of life will create a civilization far superior to the one existing. It will create noble character traits, and that will be its sign. The civilization will guide the sciences and the arts. It will guide the spirit, the mind, and the body for further growth. And it will increase wisdom. It will give birth to the unity of both worlds, the spirit world and the physical world. The water of life will increase your love and knowledge. It makes you more whole. It says it will help you be what you are, a perfect creation. Then it goes on and it says the water of life and Isis, the servant of mankind and mediator of the ideal of creation, is giving you the key of higher living. Now, remember, this is an Egyptian document, just like the Egyptian Book of the Dead. This is called the Egyptian, Water of Life. And in this book, he goes on and says, you know, talking about again, because Isis, one of the Egyptian gods, like Horus, and, you know, Thoth. Then he concludes by saying, with spirit, mind, and body, we have to guide men and women with wisdom, similar to that of a priest, teaching the water of life and the life principle for this world and the world to come. Now, again, that was a, just like I read from the, you know, Seeing Gospel of Peace, or just like I read from the Gospel of Thomas, this is a non-canonized book. Now, inside of the Helios Biblos, it talks about the fact that water, you must be born of the water and the spirit. And then it talks about the mystery, and I've done many shows, I've written a book on it, that breaks about the metaphysics of water and the mystery. Now, during those books and during that time, I wasn't comfortable with, nor did I want to share, like I told you guys before, from now until the end of this year, I'm telling you and I'm sharing all of the stuff that I normally wouldn't share with nobody, because again, like I told you before, if you believed or if you knew what I know, we probably would not be friends. So, right, I used to care, but at this point in the game, I don't care anymore. And so, by understanding what this means, again, this missed story. And as my good friend or friends in the gospel, it is to understand that the word gospel means good spell. So what I did is I took all of this knowledge that I knew 25 years ago, and all of this knowledge from which I've had 25 years ago, I incorporated into this last go round of different things. Now, you guys know I've been elevating my game for especially the last 3 months. I've been coming kind of hard, especially with the Clarinomics group. I've been challenging people to do stuff because, again, as I've been talking about, everybody's part of the Clarinomics club. Again, you guys already know. So I've been challenging everybody to be authentic and to be real and actually to fall in love with yourself. Again, to know yourself, to know your product, which is your problem, and then to know your solution or your system to that problem. Now, remember, mine was ignorance. That was my problem when I was a kid. It's been going around with me all my life. I've been I've made a lot of mistakes. I did a lot of things wrong. And one of the things, again, as I started talking about it and I started going, and when I go to the doctor always tell me the same thing. Dude, you like in perfect health. And I know, but there's a reason why I'm in perfect health. Because everything that I do, again, is things that I've learned. Everything from the watermelon diet, everything from the distilled, everything from the rotation diet. I never eat certain things at a certain time. Now, I give myself a break. Sometimes I eat whatever I want. I do whatever. I'm not all strict and hardcore. So when I went to the doctor and he said, dude, get up out of here, man. You're wasting my time. The doctor, but for 2 weeks, I've been sick. But what I started doing was, again, I started drinking urine through my nose. And it cleared out all my sinuses. Now, I hope you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. I hope you're saying to yourself, that is the craziest shizness I've ever heard, because it is. All I know is what came out of my nose cleared up my sinuses. And now my sinuses are great. Whereas before, for 2 weeks, I had high fevers, and now my wife can attest to this. Now, she don't know anything about the fact that I've been drinking urine, because, again, I didn't want to scare, because people think this is kind of crazy. But, again, I need you to understand, because that's not the message. That's just the thing that separates people, because people realize that, oh, wow, that's kind of strange. But do you know anybody that drinks through their nose? You ever tried it? You ever know what it does? What's the purpose of it? Because, you see, most people don't even know. Most people have never even heard of this word nephrum. Notice how close it sounds to the word nephilim. Now, inside of your kidneys, right now, you can go to Google and type in the word nephron. I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Because guess what? That is the reason why there's kidney dialysis centers popping up all over the place, especially within the African-American community. Now, I love saying and talking to this to black people, because black people are the first people to turn this off. But we're the first ones that got health issues. Now, inside of your kidneys, there is a natural distillation process that the Father put there. Because I don't know, did you design your own kidneys? Yeah. Have you looked inside of your sinuses? Did you design your sinus, your nasal cavity? What is it for? Yeah, I don't think you designed that. Do you know what your sinus? Why do you know what it looks like? Why is there a cave right behind your nose, and right in your eyes and in your cheekbones? Why is there an empty cave in your nasal cavity right in front of your third eye? Can somebody expose and expand that to me? I'm gonna explain it to you in this series. Now, we got to go through the blood God stuff. We got to go through the carbon 7. We got to go through the plasma series. We got to go through the flaming sword. Now, remember, the flaming sword is the reason why what I'm saying to you, you can't believe. Because in the book of Genesis, God put a flaming sword to keep you from understanding the tree of life. What I'm expressing to you today is life, but you can't understand it. Because, again, without the understanding of the what is a flaming sword and what is a cherubim that prevents you from eating of the tree of life, because Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. That is why your nephron is blown, your ability to drink the hydor. So you got hydro, which is a six-headed snake. You got hydra, I should say, instead of the hydro. Just like it's the difference between morpheme and morphine. There's a counterfeit version of every original. And everybody I know has the counterfeit. Now, everybody I know, they're worshiping Constantine's Messiah. Most people don't go back before Judaism and worship that Messiah because they don't know it exists. That's part of, again, the artificial God that created an artificial word, this artificial word, because remember, your word creates your world. Because you put the L in the word. You are the W-O-R-D that creates the W-O-R-L. The word L means kyrios in the Greek. The word kyrios means Lord. That's why you have the word Lord all throughout the Helios Biblios. Because that is the Lord that creates your world. So you have a world that's based upon King James and King James version of the original. So if you don't go past 1611, if you don't go past King James, if you don't have the etymology of the history, then you are dense. You are just like I was, as I talked about before, controlled. Now, most of us don't understand because of the sword. So I got to explain what the sword is so you can remove the sword and the cherubim that is preventing you from assimilating the definitions of the words that I'm addressing to you today. Because you have inside of your body a distillation tubular. It's located inside of your kidneys. And this is called a distorial tubular. This is the part of your kidneys that's attached to the nephron that allows you, again, to distill. Now, what does it do? Specifically, it takes the instructions that is given from the lymph nodes and put it inside of your urine. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. No, I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. But that is kind of interesting. Because your lymph nodes, these are located throughout your body. And that produces the antigens or the antibodies or the white blood cells that fight. So it gets its instructions on how to fight to heal the body. But unfortunately, those instructions never get in back into the body. Now, again, I challenge you to please do not believe me. I'm going to prove it to you when I break down again inside of this series, when I get into you, and I'm going to break down the Greek and the Hebrew and break down the symbol of the basin and the snake. And I'm going to get into breaking down so that way you over and understand what I wish, you know, that I had to believe back when I was in my 20s. I'm going to break down Azu, A-Z-U, which is the ancient Samaritan word, which means one who knows water. A-Z-U. Now, again, don't believe me. You can look it up for yourself, but I'm going to break it down for you. And then I'm going to break down, again, how distilled water is the only thing that kills cancer cells. And then I'm going to break down, again, how distilled water. Now, remember, the earth produces its own distilled water. In fact, rain, dew, fog, mist. What do these four things, what are those four things? What is rain? What is dew? What is fog? And what is mist? Rain, dew, fog, and mist. Those are all distilled water. Now, I've broken down before that according to every scientist on the planet, they all say that for some reason or another, disease cannot exist inside of an alkaline body. A disease cannot exist inside of a leafy green vegetable juice or certain either malic or certain types of fruit juices because of its alkalinity rate. That is distilled. And then especially if it's not processed, because remember, process makes it fake or artificial. So I need to break down again what does all of this have to do with distilled water? What does all of this have to do with the fact that your lymph nodes are producing everything that you need for life and godliness, but it's for some reason that you're not getting it? And why this is not taught, why I rejected it 25 years ago, and why after I kept getting the last 10 years, the only thing I've ever gotten, the only sickness I've ever had has been sinuses. I don't get sick. So I asked the universe, I asked the big G the question, what's up with my sinuses? The big G said, you dehydrated. I mean, that's not possible, big G. I'm always drinking lemon water, distilled water. That water doesn't have inflammation to produce the antibodies to heal the body, because there's something you're breathing inside your house. Or there's trees around. Now, my wife went to the emergency room for, babe, how long was you there? I think a week. Same exact thing. She went outside. She cut the trees. Something they said, she got a sinus infection. Now, my neighbors, same thing. They had the same problem, sinus infection. So I'm betting that it's probably the trees that we got. I don't even know what kind of tree. Like, when we bought the house, the trees was already here. I never had no sinuses problems until I moved into this house. So for the last 5 years that we've been in this house, I've had sinus problems up until I started doing this. What did I start doing? I started doing the fountain of youth that has been talked about in every ancient text and every ancient document except the Helios Biblios. No disease, according to all of the ancient texts that I've ever read. Now, I've known this 25 years ago, but I said the same thing you do. I said the exact same thing. I already know what you're thinking. I can feel your thoughts. And I recommend that you keep those thoughts. I don't recommend you try nothing that I'm saying. Let me try it. I'm the guinea pig. See if I'm still living in 30 days from now. See if I'm still living 60 days from now. See if my gray is gone out of my beard 60 days from now, 90 days from now. See if my hair grows back. I've been bald since I was 20. I'm trying to figure out now. That's one of the things I've asked the big G. Why do men go bald? I'm trying to find a natural spiritual cure to male pattern baldness. Why? Hey, it's just something to do. Because I'm not a strong man anymore. So I decided to fight the system. Now, if you're a Caucasian, you may not understand my indignation because of this thing called white privilege. Now, you may not know, most white people I talk to, they don't even know what I talk about when I talk about white privilege. Because there's no way you can understand unless you're a black man or a black woman. Because you've never walked into a grocery store and by the color of your skin have somebody follow you around and ask you, may I help you 10 times. That never happened to you. You never got pulled over while driving black in the broad daylight. You never been stopped at 12 o'clock noon and told that you've been weaving. And you don't even freaking drink. Now, this ain't got shizness to do with race. It has to do with the system that is based upon race. So since the beginning of time, melanated people have been oppressed. But the enemy is smart. He got black people to believe that they're melanated people. Black people don't even got melanin. It's not even a damn chemical. So, yeah, we got black people walking around talking about they got melanin. Melanin is God's dust, and they worshiping melanin. The devil is not stupid. He knows you're trying to find the truth. So he's going to set up rebels. See, I trace stuff back to the original source. Now, without understanding what that means you find that when I got to melanin, I looked on the periodic table. Melanin is not on the periodic table. Therefore, melanin is not a chemical, but carbon. Everything on earth, it says life cannot exist without carbon. Okay, now we can talk because there's carbon 7, there's carbon 12, there's carbon 14, there's carbon 21. So it's a manipulation of the carbon. So what produces carbon? Melanoma, melanosis. So is melanin is the process by which carbon. Melanin is not carbon. It's the process by which carbon may be produced. So you see, melanin is a little G. So the enemy wants you to worship the little G. I trace it all the way back to the big G. So Constantine comes on. He sees the cross. He's a pagan. He has this epiphany. There's more of them cross worshipers than there are pagan worshipers. How about if I combine the cross and paganism together, come up with something called Christianity? Now, this is documented fact. And then Constantine produces an artificial God, and he gives it to us, and we says, and we lap it up. Because why? We never go past and find the etymology and trace it back to its source. When the sperm meets the egg, this is all I do every day. I trace shizness back to its source before it comes out of my mouth. Because I need to know the truth, not a version of it. Because I prayed for death or truth. Now, that's my calling. What's yours? When I was a kid, I was doing the same thing I'm doing now. I've been doing the same thing all my life. My grandmother said, boy, don't chunk rocks at my chickens. Why? So I threw the rock, hit the chicken, got my ass whooped. That's, I figured out why you don't chunk rocks at chickens. But I had to learn. So I learned the hard way. People say to me, hey, don't go to no satanic blood orgy. Why? So I went to a satanic blood orgy because I wanted to know what goes on in a satanic blood orgy. I didn't want to read about it in no freaking book. I want a personal experience. So when I come and talk, it's not about because everybody else got that. Anybody can come and blow and regurgitate. Any monkey can regurgitate some other monkey. But only a plasma spirit being can speak life. See, the words I speak, they are life. It's resonating with your spirit. Now, you may not agree with it. You may not like it, but it's resonating because I guarantee you, you're not going to research it. Because you're not going to go to Google and type in the word straw man. You're not going to look it up. Why? Because then you actually have to be confronted with the truth. You're not going to look up, why do we pay taxes? Why do I got to get a license? Why do I got to register my vehicle? Why do I got to go to court? Why does the flag in every courthouse has a gold fringe around it that represents martial law? Are we in a martial law state? Yeah, we've been in martial law state for a long time. So without understanding the system that we are in, you can't get out of it. Because you can't fight, again, you cannot fight the system with the laws that's created by the system. So I got to go with Yahushua did. Yahushua said, I ain't come to live by y'all laws, man. Yahushua said that you said in your law, if a man sleeps with a woman, he's committed adultery. I say, if a man looks at another woman, he committed adultery. So you got to come with a higher law, bro. You got to come with a higher law, sis. If you want to defeat the system, you can't use the laws of the system. If you want to defeat the system, you got to use laws that are above the system. So what I do is I find the system and I find the laws of that system and I usurp those laws with a higher law. So I got sinuses. The doctor says take Sudafed and take Robitussin. Doc, I've been doing that for 2 weeks, homie. Drinking water, he says stay hydrated. So what's hydrating me? How does Sudafed work? Pull water out of your system. So you got high blood pressure, you go to the doctor, they give you high blood pressure pills. What does it do? pull water out of your system. So they tell you, you know, hey, you got a cavity in your teeth. They tell you to brush your teeth more. They give you fluoride. What does it do? Pull water out of your system. They tell you, you know, hey, you need to eat this way. Go get some McDonald's or this or whatever. It's processed food. That means it's denatured. That means it's dried out. So all of the food that you do? Pull water out of your system. They tell you to watch TV and staring at that idiot box, it does something to your eyes. And what does it do? Pull water out of your system. They tell you to go outside and walk around, get some fresh air, but they spray chemtrails in the air. The chemtrails got metal in it. What does it do? Pull water out of your system. They tell you, I don't give a flying beep what they tell you. Everything they tell you is designed to pull water out of your system. So the God says that, okay, the Cosmogrator create a system that pulls me out of my people. I need a system to put me back into my people. And it's called the mist story. But you got this story that is a personification of the mist story. So you think that God is out there instead of seeing that God is in there. When I'm 75 years old, look me up. See how you look and see how I look. See how you look when you're 75 and see how I look. Now, that's a lady who's already doing it. That's this black lady, 75 years old, and her husband, same age. That fool looked like he about 150. Now, she looks, she's a vegan lady. She does the same thing I'm doing. See how she looks and she's 75. She looks like she's 40. I'm going to do what she's doing. I don't know what y'all going to do, but I'm going to do what she's doing. Because when I'm 75, I'm still on this planet, guess what? I'm going to look like that. I'm going to look like I'm 40 when I'm 75. Why? Because there's a system. We don't have to age. We age because we are dehydrated. Sinuses is the result of your brain being cooked. The thing that cooks your brain is when you breathe toxins. That's why you got to be careful with certain perfumes and certain smell goods. Why? It goes in smells or spells. Use that again. Whatever you smell, produce a spell. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, overstand, but let me just make sure that you overstand. Certain, not all of them, some of them. Which ones? I don't know. That's why it's called a pheromone. Now, pheromone is something that you can't touch, you can't feel, you can't taste, you can't see, but it affects your body chemically. It produces a chemical. That chemical produces mucus. The mucus is stored in your sinuses, prevents you from breathing. So I'm breathing great today, and I will continue to breathe great for the rest of my life because I found my own solution to navel cavity problems. Now, I don't recommend you do it. That's why I said it fast, and I ain't going to say it again until I do the series. And I also found solutions, spiritual, a higher law. Everything I do is not written on a piece of paper because it comes from the big G. It's a higher system. Now, the little G set up this system. He used little words, produces a little wave on a little planet for little people. And I just decided, I don't want to be a little person anymore. I don't want to be a peasant. I want to be a priest. I don't want to be a chicken. I want to be an eagle. Now, no disrespect for people. You get to choose. That's the beauty of life, brothers and sisters. The beauty of life is you can listen to what I'm saying and say, Doc, F you and the horse you rode in on. I'm going to respect your opinion. I'm going to say, brother, God bless you. See you at the top. Nobody got to do. You get to do your own thing, homie. It's called free will. You get to do anything you want. You get to eat anything you want. You get to breathe anything you want. You can watch anything you want. You can listen to anything you want. Nobody, I ain't trying to put no gun to nobody's head to tell nobody to do what I'm doing. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm simply sharing with people what God is sharing with me. Now, your God may be sharing something different with you. I suggest you do what that God shares with you. Because, again, that's going to help you. So tonight we start going down this journey that's going to blow some cookies because I'm going to talk about H-A-I-M-A, Hama, which is the Hebrew word for the English word blood. Now, blood carries oxygen. Blood is the life of the flesh. Breath is the life of the spirit. Since blood doesn't carry enough oxygen, The spirit is dying. That's why the flesh is, the Bible says that the spirit is willing. Now, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The flesh is stronger than the spirit because there's more blood and less oxygen. So we got to do what Jackson was doing when he used to sleep in an oxygen tank. He tries to use technology. Now, remember, the enemy always uses technology to try to get in through the back door. That's what it says in John 10. He tried to enter in through the sheepfold through another way. Well, you just walk through the front door because Yahushua has given you a system by which your blood can carry oxygen and you become a oxygen, oxygenated. That's what we're going to be studying tonight at 7. Again, please join me. If you haven't paid already, go to the website, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com, because this show is laying the foundation for all of the rest of the shows, including this show that I'm going to be talking about. And the title of this series is going to be, again, it's going to either be The Water of Life or Distilled Waters. And I'm going to talk about the five types of distilled water that, again, is going to totally allow you to enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless you are born of the water and the spirit. At least that's what the Bible that I read says in the book of John. When Nicodemus said, hey, dog, I've already been born again. Should I go back into my mother's womb and come out again? Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. So flesh and blood, that's okay. That's all we got. So how are we going to get in? Spirit and water. Okay, so I just go drink water and I just operate, walk around in spirit. Yeah, no. It got a hidden meaning. Jesus said, I only speak in parables. For you, it is to know. But for them, it's not to know. Yahushua says, I only speak in parables. He says, I never teach unless I teach in a parable. So when I come in and I explain to you the parable that Yahushua was teaching, people look at me dumbfounded. And I don't understand. Because we both are talking about the same Yahushua. Even though there's a bunch of little Yahushuas that they're trying to control you with, but your Ruach and your Pneuma, if you are born again of the spirit and of the water, it's going to bear witness. Because why? God is not a respectable person. All you got to do is just pray one prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to know the truth. And guess what's going to happen? Problems are going to show up. When you solve problems, now remember, as I close, it says, the reason I'm here is to help you develop a system. And then I want you to implement that system so that way you can market it and promote it and get paid. That's it. That's it. The only reason I'm here, the reason that you pay me, the reason I charge for this series, because I'm going to tell you the system. What is the system? Number one, know yourself, which is God. And when you know yourself, you know God, because God is inside of you, acting as you, manifesting himself through you. So to know yourself is to know God. Number one, know God, which is to know yourself. Number two, know your product, know your services, know your information, know your problem. You got a problem, but how well do you know your problem? See, I got a problem. What was my problem? Ignorance. How do I solve my problem? Get knowledge. What am I sharing with you now? Knowledge. I'm telling you that I drink urine through my nose and it cured my sinuses. Now, you should say that, Doc, that's the strangest thing I ever heard. I ain't doing it. I'm going to say you should not do it until I explain to you why, which is what I'm going to do during the series. And then you said, now, once I know my problem, which is ignorance, and every problem that I got, I've solved it. Ignorance of money, ignorance of health, ignorance of wisdom, and ignorance of relationships. So I've asked the Father, hey, help me with my ignorance, because, again, I was an ignorant person, so now I can help other people not to be ignorant. That was my problem. Now, number one, I know myself and my God. Number two, I know my problem, which is my product. And number three, I have a system to deliver that product, which is my problem, which I've solved to other people. And the only way you can do that is if you got the voice in the blood. Unless you got authority in your voice, it activates the crystals in your blood that touches the crystals in other people's blood. That's what the Indians used to say when we were blood brothers. That means you're on the same frequency. When the Indians would cut themselves and mix their blood, they was mixing their frequency because they know that blood is liquid life, meaning that two people got the same disposition, the same resonance. And so we mix blood, meaning we're blood brothers. Oh, I'm going to break it down tonight. Please join me tonight at 7 p.m. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation so we can get it popping. Brothers and sisters, I love you. Appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.